Welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint podcast between WorkingToBeatHell.org and St. Mary Parish. Today we'll be discussing the readings for the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But do you gird your loins? Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation.
I will sing of your salvation.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
I will sing of your salvation.
Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my God and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked.
I will sing of your salvation.
For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength.
I will sing of your salvation.
My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds.
I will sing of your salvation. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It is not jealous, it is not pompous. It is not inflated, it is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elijah the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him off to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, welcome to our podcast today. We're sitting here in Dawn's office and here to discuss the readings this week. But also, one of the things we'd like is to get some feedback from you, the listeners. So if you have any feedback for us on how we can improve our podcast, please send us an email. You can send it to me at feedback@workingtobeathell.org or brian@workingtobeathell.org. Both of those will go to me. And we'd love to hear your comments as well. But speaking of comments, Dawn, do you have any comments or thoughts from today's readings?
Well, I just have a little bit of one for the gospel reading today. Jesus is there reading, and the people are sort of outraged at what he says. And I did a little research, and apparently in the world at that time, the Mediterranean world, everybody had their proper place, and you didn't want to get out of your place. And actually, in a family structure, unlike the world we live in today, the children never expected to do any better than what their parents did. They expected to, take over the business from their father. So in Jesus's case, taken over being a carpenter. They didn't expect him to say what he said today. And that was interesting to me to think in what a different culture, and it makes a little more sense when you hear that reading.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thing. I actually didn't know any of that. It kind of reminds me when you talk about the ordered society. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a while, and I remember one time the agency I worked for held a big gathering, and one of the people at the gathering announced or welcomed people in the wrong order, and a lot of the politicians get very offended if announce the wrong set of politicians first or second. And so I can visualize that from my experience there of seeing how upset people can be when somebody steps out of the order. I remember many people were very offended. I'm thinking, it was just a greeting and hello. But people can get very offended over those types of things and following the order that society has set up in the established norms. And I think even aside from that, our own society today, we do have certain customs and things that we do, and people do take offense when people go against the grain a lot of times. And so that can be a challenge that people have. So we can see where Jesus could definitely have upset some of the people by coming out and announcing that today these words you hear are fulfilled in my reading. This is a continuation from last week's gospel. One of the things I find interesting, though, too, is when he talks about a prophet not being accepted amongst his own people. Because I think that's very much a true thing, even in our own Christian tradition. Not only was Christ not accepted by the Jewish community that he came to, but a lot of times we don't recognize the people around us who are prophets or who are saints. And one theme that you find very often amongst the lives of the saints, shortly after, before they're canonized, you'll hear that it took a while to be canonized because so many people had to die before the person could be canonized. They say this about Dorothy Day, I know, is one of the people that they say, oh no, there's too many people alive that know her still, that she wouldn't be canonized yet. Or even when I was with Holy Cross, blessed brother Andre, who is one of their people, a lot of people said, you know, the community around him didn't recognize, the people who live with them often don't see the saintliness in these people. And it's not until people have had a little bit of distance and reflection, just because it was Andre, you know, it's the guy that we saw every day when we woke up, or, you know, I'm sure people said, you know, isn't that Joseph's son right there? Don't we know? I mean, he's the carpenter down the street, and he's claiming to be the, you know, son of God, the Messiah. But we know him, and we've known him, you know, we saw him as a little kid and growing up, and, you know, the people he hung around in high school and that sort of thing.
I think that happens even today in our normal lives. People that convert to being Catholic or to being Christian, and the rest of their family doesn't, they have sometimes a lot of trouble with spouses or people saying, well, you're really no holier than you were before, and they have to then try and remember, who am I, and I have been changed. And so that happens even today.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat less than Jesus, though, admittedly.
Yeah, and I think that's a thing, too, is today when we're recording this podcast, it's actually the feast of Francis de Sales. And one of the things I like about Francis de Sales is his whole spirituality was he believed everybody could find holiness. But the way to holiness for him, he said, is by being true to who you are as a person and not trying to be anything other than who you are, which I think is a very powerful thing, because it shows that any of us in our ordinary lives can find a way to holiness. You don't need to be, you know, a priest. You don't need to be a person who's at daily mass to be a holy person. You could be a physician who's out working, or you could be a businessman. You could even be a congressman and find a way to holiness. And so I think that's a good image that I love from Francis. And it goes along with what you're saying, that being yourself and finding the holiness within. But also, I think that we're also called, you know, this gospel, for me, it calls us to a recognition of the holiness in others around us. A lot of times, especially in our society, it's very easy to look at ourselves as holy or better, and then we look at everybody else, and we can point every fault of other people and not our own faults. And really, we're not called to look at the faults of other people. We're called to find the holiness in other people.
And I think that's where the second reading comes in, talking about love. Love is patient, all of those things. If you use that as your lens to see through, then you are being patient with other people's faults, and you come to realize, you know, you can't change them. Love's not pompous, inflated, rude, all of those things. Incredibly hard to live, because it's much easier to see other people's faults than it is to love them, I think.
Oh, yeah. And I think especially in our society, that tends to be the reaction that you get all the time. Somebody, even when people point out your own faults to you, my reaction is always to say, well, you know, you're no saint yourself, and here's your list, but that's not really productive or anything. But that tends to be our defensive mentality that we have, these defense mechanisms that we have. But really, what we should be called to is to say, you know, thank you, I'm going to try to work on my own faults, but also maybe in our own prayer life to not look at the faults of that person, but maybe look at the fact that this person was a gift because they helped me to see some of my own faults and how I can improve my life. And that's, you know, a form of holiness. Of course, we want to be careful that when we're giving feedback to people, we do it in an appropriate manner and in a proper spirit. But I think most importantly, though, is we are called to look to the holiness in each other, and to use that as a way to help us grow in our own holiness, both individually and communally, because as Catholics, we do believe that we are part of a corporate body, and, you know, what does happen to other people does affect me, and it does matter to me, because we are all part of this one body.
Definitely.
And I think on that note, we can end our podcast. Again, we'd like to get any feedback. What we really want to try to do is to promote this more during the Lenten season. So as that's quickly approaching, we'd like to hear from you guys to know what we can do better and help hopefully make this a more enjoyable podcast for you. Thank you, and God bless.